Let's talk about love. Let's talk about sacrifice. Let's talk about men and women in relationships, whether you're dating or you're married. When you first started out, when you first got together and you started out, you knew all about each other's lives, right? You can say, I grew up poor, didn't have much money, you know, had big dreams and goals. And I said to myself, when I get to be a certain age, I'm going to have money. I'm going to have a good job. I'm going to have financial freedom, right? It takes a long time to develop that. I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight, but it's not going to happen pretty quick either. I look at all the people that I've grown up with around me. Some have made it, some haven't. Some are still stuck because they don't have much of anything, right? I'm going to be honest with you. I admire people who worked hard to get to where they are in life. In other words, they never gave up. They never said, I can't do this. Now, some people just give up so easily. Some people think, oh, I can't do this. Yes, you can. You can. You can do it. You just have to stay in the fight. You have to stay and be a better version of yourselves. When you think about men and women, they're always trying to take care of one another. When you're married, you want to start your life off good, right? You want to say, okay, we're going to have a nice home. We're going to have a good family. We're going to have everything that life has to offer. Now, what happens if you meet someone and they are trying really hard? They're really trying their best to survive in this world. They don't have much of anything, right? Are you going to love them less? No. See, for me, I do care about someone. And he's trying his very best. He's trying his very best to work really hard to be a better version of himself. And I hear it in his voice every single time, you know, where he lives, the constant struggle, what he's going through. I said, we're all going through struggle. We're all going through some type of a crisis. We're all going through some type of a problem that we think we can't handle. We can. The key is to not give up. Perseverance. You're going to love someone regardless of the situation they're in. You're going to be around for them and you're going to stick up for them regardless of where they come from and where they've been. Because when you join forces with someone, when you're taking both of your lives and making it as one, you're in it forever. You're going to stand by each other through good and bad. You're going to support one another. You're going to lift each other up. It's going to be tough in the beginning. I mean, a lot of people think, well, I don't know, some people have this mentality that, you know, I'm never going to have that type of a lifestyle. Don't say that. Not everybody can be, quote, up there living the good life. Not many people can even handle that much goodness in their life. You ever think about the people that you grew up with? Some of them, well, the people that I grew up with and went to school with, some of them were privileged, where they were born rich, and then there were some that were struggling. And you know who I gravitated towards? The people who were struggling. Why? Because through all of that struggle and that hard work, they became something. They didn't let anyone or anything say to them, hey, look, you can't do this. You're going to be a failure all your life. You're always going to be stuck at the area you're at now. No. You don't listen to what those people say. You know what you can do for you and for the people that you love. You can be great. You can be number one. You can make it to the top. I talk to all of you because, you know, I'm at a time in my life where I should have been here, but I'm not there yet. I'm not saying that I'm not going to get there. I'm trying to give you a lesson. The true lesson of what it's like to struggle. The true lesson of what it's like to make it to the top by pushing yourself till you cannot push yourself anymore. But never ever give up on you. and never give up on the people that are in your life, because again, how did you two come together? Not everybody, again, has wealth or riches attached to their name. Like my mother and father, my father struggled. He struggled and he never gave up. He continued to work as hard as he could to bring my mother over and both of my sisters over here in America. They were still stuck back in Greece. So he came over here with the intention of saying, hey, look, I'm doing this not just for myself, I'm doing this for my family because I want to bring them over. I want us to have a better life than what we had. So my father had that mentality. If I look at a picture of my father right now, when he was a little boy, again, there was no happiness. There was depression, there was darkness, there was pain. You could see pain in someone's eyes just by looking at them. You know, I always tell you, I have a hard time looking at people eye to eye. Because once they look at me and they look at my eyes, they can see right away there's pain in those eyes. There is pain in my eyes. I'm still struggling to find a way to make it in this world. You know, many people say, why don't you do this as a side gig? Well, I do the podcasting because I want to appease to all of you out there and say, hey, look, you're not alone. You're not alone. Men and women view life differently. I've actually, and I will be very truly honest with you, men and women's lives are a lot different. And when you meet up with someone, say you go out with someone, they tell you about their life story, you tell them about yours. And you don't get a little too personal because, again, you just don't know this person. You don't know what they're all about. They don't know what you're about, right? But you get together and you have an understanding of one another, right? Now, you can see that sometimes men try to impress upon women, hey, look at me. Look what I have. What do you have? Material things? Hey, I can get those things too if I wanted to. It's called hard work. I don't want someone to give me something that I don't deserve. In other words, you have to work at it and say, how did you acquire this? How did you get this? That's what you have to do. How did you get this? Because if you didn't work for it, that means it was given to you. And if it was given to you, well, then you didn't deserve it. It was given to you. For me, I like a man who works really hard to try to press upon me, hey, look, I'm doing my hardest because I want good things for you. I want good things for the both of us. Okay, fine. Do what you need to do. But again, you don't have to go out there and impress me. I know how times are tough. You know, when you love someone and the situation that they come from and where they're at, they're not there yet. I said, you've got plenty of time. Don't rush it. If there's a woman in your life that truly loves you and will stand beside you, guess what? She's not going to leave you. There are women out there that will do that. They will leave the men in their lives because they think, well, the man can't provide for me. What do you expect? It takes two to make something work. You expect a man to do all of the work and you sit there and just do nothing? No. My mother and father, again, my mother didn't work outside the home. She could have, but she chose not to. She was a housewife and a mother, but she helped my father out. When, you know, he got sick, she had to take over the house. She had to take over taking care of the bills and making sure everything was run efficiently, right? And then when she got sick, he took over the house. He took over the stuff that she used to do in the housework, the cooking, the cleaning. She didn't let him, or he didn't let her, rather, just let everything build up. If you do that, then you're really not much of a partner. You help each other out through good and bad. You're there for each other through good and bad. You support one another through good and bad. You know, marriages last a long time. I look at marriages that people have been married for 40, 50, 60 years, and you think, how did you guys do it? No, we have, you know, and you hear the stories in between. Oh, yeah, we had our fights, and a few times we almost broke up, but we didn't. We stayed together through good and bad. And believe me, there were a lot more bad than good. My mother and father went through a lot of stuff in their lifetime. Early on, even before they met each other, they went through harsh times. And when they finally met and he married her, and then they came over here and then I was born, it was rough. I'm going to be honest with you, it was not easy. He still had to keep up the two jobs. He had to do that because what was the alternative? Well, the alternative was I can just easily quit both jobs. We could be living in extreme poverty and we'd be struggling. And he didn't want that. He did not want that for his wife. And he didn't want that for his daughters. He stuck it out. You know, my father was a stubborn man. He still wanted to continue on with working. He never ever wanted to give up on his jobs. But of course, with illness, when there's a crisis or a health scare, they decided, well, guess what? We don't want you to ever get sick again. We don't want you to ever, you know, go through that type of, you know, health scare ever again. We're going to let you go. Now, that's kind of a slap in the face when you do that. That's a big, 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 big slap in the face when you tell him, hey, you did your job. You worked your hardest. We commend you. But at the same time, because of this health scare, we're going to take you out. Why? See, I think there's a parallel right there. So when my father was sick, when he had a heart attack the first time, the mentality of the place that he worked, the nightclub, hey, we don't want to take a chance because you might get sick again. Are you kidding me? Are you serious? You think he got this heart attack on purpose? Do you know what a heart attack comes from? Stress. Stress. You know, trying to be the best that you can be. He worked his hardest. He stayed when you asked him to. He went in when you asked him to. Let me ask you a question. Ask yourself this question. The reason why I'm working as hard as I can so I can put food on the table, a roof over our heads, I want to give my wife a good life. I want to give my daughters a good life. That's the reason why I'm working. He never thought of himself. He never thought of himself when he was working. His paycheck, some of it went to us. Some of it went to his wife. And then the rest he saved up. He didn't believe in spending, you know, unless, of course, it was a dire emergency that you needed something. My father was more of a saver than a spender. I don't remember him ever going out and taking the first paycheck that he had and going out and blowing it on things that were not needed. You know, material things we don't need. Now, he had to get, the one thing that he needed to get was a good car. The car that was given to him the first time when he worked at a factory was a company car he bought back then. Cars were cheap. Not like they are now. They're expensive now. He had to get around. And that was the only thing that he really spent was on a vehicle because, you know, if you have to go to work every single day, you need to drive. Anywhere you go in this world, you need to drive, except if you live in the city. Then you don't need transportation. You could just take a bus, a train, whatever. But when you're in another part of the world, well, that's a different story. That's a different story. You have to drive. I don't care who you are and where you are and where you're at. You have to drive. The thing that I've always wanted to ask all of you, though, is this. When you truly love someone, when you have someone in your life and they're going through some type of a struggle, it pains me. I'm watching YouTube videos of people, just random people, helping others through a time of crisis. And they're doing these experiments to see how people will respond. You know, these people will dress up like they're homeless, or they'll go out and they'll just make up a story to see how other people will react. There are people in this world that are compassionate, kind, and understand, and there are people that are just not. And the people that are not, stay away from them. Because again, I'm going to be very honest with you. I don't like that you can actually sit there and put somebody down because of their situation. There are people out there that will come out and voice and say, hey, look, I know how rough it is. But do you though? You're mocking me when you say that. You don't know how rough it is, right? I've seen people think that because I have all of this, I could take away everything that you have, the pain that you're going through and the suffering. But you're not. You know what you're doing? You're making the situation worse by showing to me or showing off what you have. I don't have respect for people who do that. Okay? If you put me in a room, if there was a room where there was people who've made it and they're a success, and people who are still struggling and are not gonna be a success. You know which ones I'm gonna gravitate towards? The people that are going out there and working 10, 20, 30, 40, 2, 3, 4 jobs, whatever, to put food on the table, to take care of their families, to have a roof over their heads. That is wealthy in my book. I don't want to be in a room filled with stuck-up snobs that all they think about is, this is where I got in life, and look at me. I have the fancy estate and the view and the fancy vehicle, and I can go all over the world. Yet, no. But you don't have an ounce of compassion in your heart. And if you see somebody struggling, what if it was your next-door neighbor? They come around, they say to you, they're going to evict me out of my apartment. I don't have enough money to pay the rent. I don't even have money for myself for food. Are you just going to pretend like you didn't hear that and walk on by? No, you are going to try to find a way to help them out, because that is the human thing about giving, about spirit. My father had spirit. He had a giving side to him that I still relish to this day. He never let anyone go hungry. He was there, you know, if one of his friends said, hey, John, I need a couple of bucks or a couple of dollars, let me give this to you. Yeah. He didn't say no. He didn't expect anything in return. Some people ask me, well, if you're doing this for me, what do you want me to do for you? And I'm like, just say thank you. That's all I want you to do. I don't expect anything. I don't expect anything from anybody. You know, I don't expect anybody to understand what's going on in this world. That I went through growing up as a little girl, I watched my father come home from a long, hard day of work. And he was tired, but he always had time to spend with the family. He never made an excuse. See, nowadays, in the more modern world, when people are working, they don't have time to spend with their families. You know what you should do? Put your family first. Put your job second and your family first. Family comes through always at the top. But people seem to forget that, right? You could be working two jobs, and then when it comes time to come home to your wife and your children, especially children, children want to spend time with both of their parents, but if both parents are working, they don't have time for them. Well, what kind of life is that? They're going to grow up thinking, hey, look, my mother and father never spent any time with me. I was shuffled around and had to, you know, stay with my grandmother, or worse, I was just, they were never around. I would come home and there would be nobody home. And when they were home, they wouldn't even pay attention to us. They would still be constantly working. That's not the kind of life you want to have children grow up in. Children should have both parents there, 100%. You put your work aside, you leave work at work, and you let your children be priority to the both of you. I'm aiming at this at men and women because I look at my mother and father. My father, again, yeah, he had two jobs, but he always found time to spend time with us. He never made excuses. Yes, he was tired. He had that time to himself to rest. But when he was fully rested, and I remember this now, the times that I spent with him, I cherish. We went for walks. He took me to the park. There was a candy store down at the end of the block. He would take me to get candy. In the summer times, there would be a... where the playground was, there was a big projector, and they would have movie night in the summertime, and he would take me over there. We would spend quality time together, and I missed it. And then, of course, when he passed, then I spent more time with my mother, and me and my mother, we made our rounds. We would go out. I would, you know, take her out for a drive, or if I have to do the things that I need to do to keep the house running, because at times she fell apart. She never worked outside the home. You know what it is, and I've actually read this now. When you think about the people in your life, you want to bring as much happiness and joy to them as possible. You don't want to never let them down in any way. But children have to also know there are boundaries. You know, you can't always have everything that, say, your friends' families have. You know, children will do that. They'll go, oh, my best friend comes from a home, and he has all of this, and I wish I can haul all of that. I said, well, maybe one day you will. You can't have things given to you on a silver platter. You have to go through hard work. Hard work is what gives you wealth. See, there's a difference between wealth and rich, and a lot of people still don't get what the definition is. Wealthy is when you worked your hardest to get where you're at. Yeah, you stumbled many times and you fell and you did all of that. But you know what? I'll be honest with you. I'd rather be wealthy than rich. Why? Because wealthy, you can live comfortably. Don't let people know that you have money. Just kind of put that on the back of your head, right? Just say to yourself, I'm going to have this amount in my lifetime. The rest I'm going to save away. If I'm lucky enough, me and my significant other, we will go and we will go to trips. We will travel. We will do good with this money that's given to us. We will not let it squander. We will save as much as we can for our future, but we'll also help the people that we came into contact with in our lifetime. You pay it forward. Do you understand what I'm saying? When I say you pay it forward, you pay it forward. You don't look back. Think back to the time when you were a child and you looked at other people that you used to grow up with that had everything. And you didn't have anything, but you know what you have that they don't have? Love. You know, they can go around saying, I have material things. Look at all the things that make me happy. But you don't have love. Love is important, right? Love, emotions, feelings, to feel, to touch, to taste. A lot of people don't have that. A lot of people just have material things that they are taking the place of people. I'll be honest with you. You know, when I was growing up, I didn't have much of everything. And what I had, I took it. I took it and said thank you. But did I ever pine away? Oh, maybe when one day I'm going to be rich. And I don't care to be rich because I think people with a rich mentality lack knowledge. They lack wisdom. You know, if I could sit in a room and want to interview someone on my podcast and say, hey, look, I want you to tell me your deepest, darkest childhood memory, most painful memory, and talk to me about it. Show your raw emotions. You could cry, you could yell, you could scream. I want to know all about you because I want to know where you came from, where you're going, where you want to be. Because, again, everybody has a story to tell. I have a story to tell. I'm actually putting together a biography of my story, and I'm also thinking of doing a script. I could tell you some things that happened to me in the last week or so that I think would benefit all of you, anybody who's listening about love and what to look for. You have to be careful out there who you associate with, right? Because there are people that want to hurt you. But then you wonder, wait a minute, let me give him the benefit of the doubt. He did something that he knew was wrong, and he broke down and he told me about it. And I sat there and I was upset and I didn't want to talk to him and I cried, but guess what? I gave him the benefit of the doubt because, hey, times are tough. And in order for you to survive in any part of the world, wherever you're at, you have to say to yourself, I have to find a way to survive. He told me his story, he broke down, and I think the reason why he did it was because he didn't think I would accept him. I have a heart towards people, okay? And I don't judge. I don't, you know, I could easily say to you, I could play upon someone's emotions and just pretend to be this person that I'm not, and I would break down to you. Would you accept me? Now, some people would walk away from that type of pain. Others will take it with a grain of salt. Try to put yourself in their shoes. Do you know how some people go out there and impress? Like men. There are men out there that want to impress a woman. Oh, I love this woman and we're going out with each other and this and that. But I'm hurting her. And I'm like, what do you mean? Well, let's just put it this way. She put her trust in me and I fooled her. And I feel so bad about it. And I'm afraid to tell her. You know what I think? If you tell her the truth, maybe she'll have an understanding of why you did it. But if you let her to believe all along that you weren't somebody that you were not, or you were trying to be someone you were not, then it's going to be a little more difficult to convince her. But I think that depending on the woman and her personality and her character towards you, I think she will understand. Why? Because she has a giving nature. If I told you how I feel right now, I do feel hurt. I feel hurt. That you used me, that you betrayed me, that you lied to me. See, I can't take liars, and I've told people this. I can't take liars. I think that people who lie are trying to get attention. If you're doing it for those reasons, then you've got something to hide. Tell me what your story is. Maybe I could try to understand. Tell me who you are, and maybe we can have a conversation about it. I can get to know you, you get to know me. But if it's based off of life, someone says to me, yeah, I met this great person, and we hit it off really well, but then you held back. You did something that you knew was wrong, but you kept playing it and playing it, and eventually the guilt is going to get to you. I've always said this to everybody out there. Don't try so hard to impress. If a person is not worth their time, if they don't even want to even talk to you or be interested in you, then just move on. It wasn't meant to be. And you continue on until you find someone that compliments you. You continue on when you find someone that you have a similar understanding and a background. I, for one, don't like to be played. I don't like when people attack me emotionally and physically. I've had too much pain in my life, and I don't think I can handle another pain, another form of pain. But if I can try to understand where you're coming from, I will. The thing that I want to tell all of you is this: wherever you go in life and whoever you meet, give them a chance. Don't shame them. Don't attack them. Find out the reason why they did what they did. You know, people can change. There are a lot of people say, oh, you can't love someone who's deceitful. You can't love someone who is bad. You can't love someone. Yes, you can. Think about the situation they're in. You know, there are people right now, as I'm talking to all of you, and you know who you are, because if you're in that part of the world, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It is hard to make ends meet. I get it. And it's hard to find a job. Never give up. Whatever job that is given to you at that moment, take it for now. Work yourself really, really hard. If you want to go back to school, you can do that too. But do not give up, and don't give in to what people tell you. There are people that are in the back of your mind thinking, oh, they're saying that I'm a failure, that I can't do anything. Yes, you can. You can block the negative people out. If I had to listen to what everybody in my family said to me, guess what? I wouldn't even be doing this podcast now. I never used to believe in myself. I said, yeah, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to talk to people, but it's not going to amount to anything. If I have that mentality every single time I go out there to speak to all of you, I would never be where I'm at. 3 years later, and having this podcast grow, and now going to the next level. I'm still learning, though, and I'm still taking my time, because I really don't want to go out there too soon and make myself look like a fool in front of all of you. But you will see a lot of raw emotion. You will see a lot of pain in my eyes of where I came from. One person said to me, this was a long time ago, and they said, if you have a dream, as foolish as it sounds to them, but it doesn't sound foolish to you, go out there and grab that dream. Go out there and fulfill that dream. Go out there and do whatever you can to make that dream come true. Because one day, when you have gone up to the top, the people that have said that to you, the one who was always doubting you, they will look at you and go, oh my God, I didn't think he or she did it. They did it. Why? They didn't let negative voices and negative emotions and negative vibes come at them. Block all of that out and let yourself climb to the top. Let yourself be number one. You know, I look at actors. Some actors I actually am impressed by. I look at particular ones that, when I go back and look at their life story, and I think, boy, look where they started and look what they're at now. And they have years and years of experience, but they're always learning. You never stop learning, even after you get to be a certain age. You always want to learn new things, be exposed to new areas, and learn about people and how things are done. And I'm always constantly learning. As a matter of fact, I like to take seminars and classes and just learn about different things. Just because it's good to have a lot of knowledge so that people will, you know, one day when you're invited to someone's a function or some kind of a get together and they talk about a particular thing, you have that knowledge. And where did it come from? Well, see, I was a bookworm growing up. I read books and I would learn things and I would impress my family and the people that I associated with in my lifetime. And they're like, wow, you're smart. Smarts could be book smart, people smart. It could be any type of smarts. Life smarts. Think about life. Life is always continuously changing. There's always some type of a crisis we have to deal with. look at what we're living now in difficult times. I don't think that they will stay like this forever. I think that our life will be exciting. And as we go into the future and as we get older, we're going to look back at the things that we had done. So I go back to my childhood all the time. I look at the pictures of myself as a little girl. I look at myself as a young teenager. I look at myself as a young adult. And then I look at myself now and I think, boy, I've come a long way. I have many challenges yet to endure. And I have things that I still want to do with my own life. And then I also have someone that I care about. Now I'm going to talk about what happened. And I hope that none of you will attack me or shame me. But I think it's important for everybody to know about love and who to look for and what to look for. And what happened to me can happen to all of you. And you hear about it, you talk about it, you see it, you read about it, and you feel bad. But you know what? There comes a true-to-life story with a happy ending. In the beginning, it was difficult. There was a lot of deceit. There was a lot of, you know, hurt and pain, but out of it came love. You gotta give somebody the benefit of the doubt. Isn't that what it's all about? Give somebody the benefit of the doubt. You know, they're not all that bad. Maybe there are reasons for doing what they did. Well, they were afraid to show themselves to you. I always say, love yourself. Love yourself, accept yourself. Hey, you can't always be the person you want to be. But when you try to copy off of someone, that's when I say, you know what? I'm not going to love someone who's a phony. I'm going to love the person that's the real you that's behind the pain, the real you that's behind the deceit, the real you that's behind the treachery, the real you. Not everybody is bad. We always think that people in this world are bad. We can't associate with anybody who's bad. Yes, we can. Because that could be somebody that you know, somebody you went to school with. It could be a family member, a friend, someone you work with. You can't just, you can't judge a book by its cover, as they say. But I will get to that in the next episode. Because I think all of you, men and women, both of you, are probably been affected by this. And I don't want to hear, again, negative comments. I don't want to hear, oh my God, how could you? And let's just say it hurt. But I think now it's more of a relief. Because now you know who you're dealing with. But back then, it was a little tricky. I had my doubts, and I also played a little bit of my investigative skills going on here, because some of it just didn't add up to what this person was saying. But I'm not going to say anything negative about them, because again, there was a reason why. Again, we just have to give the benefit of the doubt. So to wrap up this episode, again, we love people, the people in our lives, we stand beside them. We can go very far. You know, you could be the couple that we started off rough. We were poor. We were always making ends meet. But look at us now. We made it. And again, we're not rich. I'm not talking about riches. I'm talking about wealth and hard work and the determination and the perseverance to go on and tough love. That's what it's all about. Tough love. The more, the better. I think that all of us should have some type of tough love in our lives. Somebody to push us, to drive us, to be the better versions of ourselves, to go out there. And if we have people, our rock, our soulmate, our better half, that's even better. Because now we can learn from one another. Our love will be stronger after that. We will grow to support one another. We will give each other everything we can to make each other better. We will lift each other up. Isn't that what it's all about? Love is a spiritual thing. When you have the love of someone, you never give up on that person that's in your life. You do whatever you can. Even if you knew at the right time it wasn't the right thing, you stick by them 100%, 110%. I always believe that love always makes everything better. Because let's put it this way, without love, life would be pretty boring. Life wouldn't have any type of excitement. Life wouldn't be magical. For me, it's more than that. God bless all of you. Take care.